worship, the supremacy, the rule, the sovereignty. Thank you for a day like this. Thank you for an evening like this. We appreciate your faithfulness. We appreciate you. Thank you, because in you we live and move and have our being, and in you we move. We worship you, we honor you, we adore you. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and your voice and ask the Lord to speak to you tonight. Father, we are looking forward to your help tonight. We are looking forward to your mercy tonight. Help us, Lord, in the name that is above every name. Help us, Lord, perform your purpose, fulfill your will in our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master, because it is a new season. We praise you, we honor you, and we adore you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I believe that the Lord has done something great in our lives, and we can never be the same. Father, thank you. Give the Lord a big clap of hand and a shout of praise in Jesus' precious name as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I welcome you all this evening to this powerful midweek service in our month of power for overflowing grace and glory. Power that will cause us to see overflowing grace and cause us to see overflowing glory. This evening, we are going to be looking at the subject of the necessity of power. The necessity of the power of God. The necessity of God's power. The necessity of God's power. Acts chapter 10 and in verse 38, the Bible said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. This evening, our objective is to understand why the power of God is needed by the child of God. Why is the power of God needed? We live in a world today of diverse powers. We live in a world today of several kinds of power. There is intellectual power, where people rely on their intelligence and rely on their education and their academic. There is physical power, where people rely on their energy, rely on their muscle. This is brute natural power. There is military power, where people rely on their military might and force. So you have the intellectual power, you have the military power, the physical power, and then you have the military power. Thirdly, there is financial power. There are people who depend on money to get things done. Financial power. They are financially powerful, and they feel they can do, they can undo. Intellectual power, physical power, military power, financial power. There is also occultic power, which is demonic power, that people boast about what they can do, the herbalist places they have gone, and all that they can do in the world of the spirit and with Satan the devil. There is occultic power. There is demonic power. But all of these pale in significance to divine power. Spiritual power. Supernatural power. Divine power. The power of God. Spiritual power. Supernatural power. And so, brethren, we live in a world of powers. And it's important not to lag behind. Our focus tonight is the power of God. Don't misunderstand me. Apart from the demonic or the occultic power that is mentioned, we need the intellectual power, we need the financial power, among other things. Nations need their military power for their territorial integrity, and in cases, physical power is needed not to be overrun by wicked people. But we are dealing with spiritual power. Spiritual power is superior to all the powers mentioned so far. Why do we need the power of God? Number one, for the enforcement of the rule and reign of God in the earth. For the enforcement of the rule and reign of God in the earth. In Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 9, and all the way to verse 10, he said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Your authority be established. Your rule be enforced. It takes the power of God for his rule and his reign to be established in the earth. Where the power of God is lacking, most times it appears as if the devil is in charge of a nation, in charge of a family, in charge of a territory, in charge of a community. We need the power of God for the enforcement of the rule and the reign of God in the earth. In the name that is above every name, I prophesy and I declare, everywhere the enemy, Satan, the devil seem to be in control, I declare his control broken now in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, we need the power of God, number two, for the enforcement of the plan and the purpose of God in the earth. For the enforcement of the plan and the purpose of God in the earth. Another way to say it is, we need the power of God for the enforcement of the will and the agenda of God in the earth. The will and the agenda of God in the earth. For God to have it his way, for it to happen the way God wants it. That was what happened in the days of Elijah. The will of God and the agenda of God for Israel was being diverted by the prophets of Baal. Israel was facing another direction. They were not facing the direction of God's plan and God's purpose and God's will for them. Until a man of power by the name Elijah appeared to cause the will of God to be enforced. Beloved brothers and sisters, if the will of the devil is not to be fulfilled in your life, power is needed. If the will of witches and wizards should not be enforced in your life, power is needed. If the will of the occult should not be enforced in your life, power is needed. I prophesy right now. I decree right now, every contrary will, every will that is contrary to the will of God that is being expressed in your life right now, I declare by the release of God's power, it collapses now in the name of Jesus Christ. In order for the will of the devil not to prevail, the will of the witch, the will of the occult, not to prevail in our lives, in our land, the power of God is needed. Hallelujah. Why do we need the power of God? Number three, for victory over enemy resistance in every realm. For victory over enemy resistance in every realm. For victory over enemy limitation. What is this talking about? It takes power to overcome resistance. It takes power to overcome limitation. The Bible said in Acts chapter 10 verse 38 where we read how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Without that power, it was impossible for Jesus to move about. For 30 solid years, he literally remained on the same spot until power came and he overcame the resistance to his release, the resistance to his manifestation when the power of God came on him in the waters of Jordan. I decree and I announce today, everything that is a resistance to your life, a resistance to your destiny, a resistance to God's purpose for your life, I declare it collapses now in the name of Jesus. It takes power to overcome resistance. Victory over enemy resistance in every realm requires power. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. For victory over enemy resistance in every realm. Number four, we need power for the enforcement of change. Anywhere something needs to change, power is needed. Jacob came to the point in his life where something needed to change. Genesis chapter 32, from verse 24 all the way to verse 28. And he wrestled with the man until the break of day. I will not go until you bless me. And the end of the day, as a prince, has thou power with God and with man, and you have prevailed. Your name shall be called no more Jacob. Nothing changes until superior power is applied. No situation changes. No circumstance changes. No life changes until power is applied for change to be enforced. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, I announce to you today the change that is desperately needed in your life. That change is released now in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare change in your career, change everywhere around you, change of story in the name of Jesus. It took the power of God to change the story of Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10. At the place of prayer, the Bible says Jabez was more honorable than all his brethren. And his mother called him his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed, enlarge my coast, that your hand might be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested, which means the life and the destiny of Jabez changed because he applied for power at the place of prayer, and change came. I don't know where your life has been and the kind of chain that the enemy has chained you. I announce today, by the release of power, your story changes now in the name of Jesus. For the enforcement of change, where change is needed, power is necessary. Number 5, the power of God is needed for the initiation of progress. For the activation of progress. If something must move forward, it takes power. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went. Acts 10, 38. The car moves forward when force is applied to cause it to move. There is nothing under heaven that moves or changes position until a force is applied. If everything around you is at a standstill and there is no change of position, what is needed is the application of force, is the application of power. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, I declare today, change has come your way. In the name of Jesus, change has come your way. I prophesy in this month of power, this month in which this ministry came into existence, this month in which this ministry came into existence, on the 10th of November, 1996, tomorrow will be exactly the anniversary of this ministry, in which God brought this ministry forth, and every devil in hell knows to what extent this ministry has moved to cause havoc and devastation to darkness. By this same mantle that is upon this ministry, that is sparking change and revolution everywhere, and progress in every life, I prophesy to your own life, progress is released right now. I declare the force of stagnation, the force of delay is over in your life in the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, my life is moving forward. It's moving forward speedily by the fire and the power of the Spirit. I receive speed, progress, acceleration in the name of Jesus. I reject stagnation and delay in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. For the activation or the initiation of progress, power is needed. Number 6, for the release of action. If you please, for the release of function. Things become functional and active with power. The electric fan does not work until the power is activated. The electric iron begins to work when it is connected to power. Things in life work when power is applied. One man had a leg that could not carry his weight at the beautiful gate. And Peter and John saw him. He had sat in that position for 40 solid years. Legs that couldn't carry his weight until power was applied. Peter said, "Silver and gold I have none, but such as I have I give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." And the leg that was available but could not walk began to function. It takes power to make things work. Elementary physics says power is the capacity to do work. It takes power for that womb to work. It takes power for that mind to work. It takes power for the ministry to work as it should work. It takes power for your enterprise to work as it should work, in case there is a demonic limitation. Right now, I prophesy, I announce, I decree, in the name that is above every name, by the release of his power right now, whatever is not working in your life is working now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the release of action and function. What else do we need power for? Number 7, for the activation of potentials. For the activation of potentials. It is possible for potential to be available, but it's not visible. It's not even discernible until appropriate power is applied. You remember the King Saul, the king of Israel. He carried a prophetic potential in him that was not evident to anybody until the prophet Samuel met, encountered him. And that potential in him came out. There are many of us who are bigger than what we think we are right now. We have far more capacity. God has far more in store for us than what we know and what we think and what we believe. The same Peter that shook before a girl and denied Jesus before a little girl. That same Peter on the day of Pentecost received power in Acts chapter 2 and preached until wicked Pharisees were caught to their hearts and 3,000 people were saved in one day. Nobody knew Peter carried such a potential until the power landed upon him. Beloved, you carry far more than you think. You carry far more than people think. You carry far more than even the devil thinks. But I announce to you today, something is happening. Moses carried a rod whose potential he never knew until he came into contact with the presence and power of God. And the potential of that rod came out. Before this month of power is over, before this month of November is over, I decree that the potentials of your life shall be released. The potentials of your life shall be released. The potentials of your life shall be released. The graces and the gifting shall be released. If you believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. In the name of Jesus, it shall be released. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat in 1 minute for the activation of potentials. And finally, for this fortnight, power is needed, number 8, for the frustration of oppression. Frustration of oppression that includes the arrest of the oppressor. Went about doing good. He was healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Oppressed means pressed by the devil. Hallelujah. This is the summary. You need power so that you don't die a victim of satanic wickedness, human wickedness. You need the power of God so you don't die in bondage. You don't die in captivity. You need power, so that the enemy does not continuously press down your life. You need power. You need power. You need power. You need power.
So you don't end as a handkerchief in the hands of the devil. You need power. So you don't die just like chicken. You need power. It takes power to frustrate satanic oppression and to even arrest the oppressor himself. As I speak tonight, I declare today, every trace of oppression, every agenda of demonic oppression in your life is arrested now in the name of Jesus. Is arrested now in the name of Jesus. Is arrested now in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. And thank you. And thank you. Because it is done in Jesus' precious name. What is the secret of power? We'll deal with most of that throughout the month. But let's look at Acts chapter 1 verse 8. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. What is the secret of power? Two things for tonight. Number one, the willingness to be a witness for God. The willingness. If you are willing to be his witness, you won't beg him for power. The willingness to publicly identify with Jehovah. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. The willingness to let the devil know who you belong to. The willingness to confess your faith before your world. The willingness to be a proof producer, an evidence producer. The willingness to be a witness, a testifier. The willingness to say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Like Paul the Apostle said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, 17. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power, the willingness not to be ashamed of the gospel. The willingness not to be ashamed. The reason why many children of God, they have never tasted power is because they are too ashamed to stand out for God. They are too ashamed to speak out for God. They are too ashamed to carry the Bible. They are too ashamed to let their office colleagues know that they belong to God and they belong to church. If you are not ashamed of the gospel, you will see the power. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power. You shall be witnesses unto me, and that qualifies you for power. You shall be witnesses unto me, and that qualifies you for power. You shall be witnesses unto me, and that qualifies you for power. Anybody ready for power? Shout the loudest amen. You are ready for power. Shout power. Begin today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Give your friend a phone call. Tell him about Jesus. Establish someone in the faith. Just be sure that your faith is known. Your belief and trust in God is known. It is risky not to make it known that you belong to God, because you live powerless and probably end powerless. The willingness to be a witness for God. And number two, complete submission to the influence of the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Catherine Kuhlman said, the secret of power is the Holy Spirit. You shall be witnesses unto me. The secret of power is the Holy Spirit. Fellowshipping with the Spirit. Praying abundantly in the Spirit. Worshipping in the Spirit is a key to power. If you live in the Spirit, you swim in power. If you flow in the Spirit, you flow in power. This evening, we are going to take some time to pray extensively in the Spirit. And pray extensively on the points that we have talked about tonight. But I see a new season of power, a new season of fire, a new season of impact on the life of someone. If you are that one, you say a loud amen. If you are that one, you say a louder amen. If you are that one, you shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, I make myself available as a witness.
Just breathe your name. One more time, say, Spirit of the Living God. Lift your hands. Spirit of the Living God. Nobody like you, Jesus. No other God can heal. No other God can break and destroy yokes. No other God can save. Oh, worship the King.
I can search for eternity.
Come on, lift your voice and worship Him. Worship Him, worship Him. Worship Him, worship Him.
There is none like You.
Come on, everybody, from the back to the front, from the right to the left, say,
no one else can touch my heart
like You do.
I can search for eternity, Lord, and find there is none like You.
If you truly believe that in your heart, lift up your voice and say,
there is none like You.
That's it, people of God. Come on, lift up your master, your creator. Say,
no one else can touch my heart.